This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Harry Kane to score and Tottenham to win is 2-1. Obafemi Gomis to score and Swansea to win in the market at 7-1. Lee, suddenly only 4 points separate these two sides in the league. Spurs do have that game in hand, though. A disappointing performance in the League Cup final, Capital One Cup final against Chelsea, though. They lost their composure early on in that game, I thought, Lee, and they were bullied by Chelsea. Just wonder how they'll respond to that loss in this match.
Yeah, it is interesting, isn't it? We've looked at this before, Nick, haven't we? Like, look back and see what happens to League Cup finalists after the event. It's usually the team who wins it who go on a bit of a bad run. To be honest,
Swansea wasn't it last year or the year before? Swansea went on a terrible run afterwards.
I think he'll get them back on this time. I mean, it's a strange one, isn't it? Because they've had a torrid week, really. If you think about, like, I think it was just all a bit much for Pochettino and his players. The Thursday night game in Fiorentina, he tried to be a bit clever with it. I'd have just played each game and played it on merit. And I think, you know, if Ron Atkinson was still on this podcast, he'd have said that. I think, you know, a bit old-fashioned. But, you know, I put myself in a footballer's shoes and think, all right, so I'm going to Fiorentina on Thursday night in a Europa League game where we've got a genuine chance of getting through.
Yep.
We've got a League Cup final. What's wrong with that? This would be the game where it probably become difficult. And I do worry about that. I do worry about backing them at odds on when the manager seems to have given them a bit of an excuse about talking about it so much. Don't talk about it. Just get on with playing football. So that's a worry to me. I think Tottenham will win this game. I don't think Swansea will be able to cope with them. But that is a concern for me. I was going to go for the headline offer, Harry Kane to score and Tottenham to win.
I like that.
But it's just...
If you fancy Tottenham, I think
you've got to go for
it. A lot of talk about Harry Kane and his leadership qualities and him being a big influence in the dressing room. This is a point in the season where he's got to step up, and 12 goals in his last 11 Premier League matches. If you fancy Spurs, that 2-1 on him to score and Spurs to win, when you compare that to the 4-5 on Spurs to win the match, looks like decent value.
I'll go for that, but with a little bit of hesitation. I do like Tottenham. I do like them at home. I mean, obviously, you know, they only drew with West Ham, didn't they, after that European game, and they do seem to be running out of steam. Do you know what? No, I won't. I'm going to go for the draw. I'm saying one thing and then I'm going to back the other. I'm going for the draw here.
Okay. You've really filled listeners with confidence early.
I just don't know where Tottenham are in terms of the fitness and the fatigue.
Well, they've always been the fittest, haven't they? That's what Pochettino has been going on about, how they finish games. That's where they keep winning 2-1 in the 88th minute. They'll win this as well because, I mean, Tottenham, okay, they have disappointments on Sunday, and they were really, they were put in a place. I went for Tottenham at the weekend, but after half-time, they never got a kick, really. But they're playing a Swansea side who, come on, if any team out of 20 in the Premier League, I've got a gift now, between now and the end of the season, just a cakewalk. It's them. You look at their position, and they are the epitome of a mid-table team going nowhere, up or down. Okay, Gary Monk the manager might have other ideas, but I just can't see what's in it for them. We're at Tottenham, but they're still desperate for the top four place. They're a better side as well. And, you know, before that, the two recent blips, they haven't been doing that badly. 7 wins from home this season. Swansea's form away from home, not great, is it? Only 12 goals scored away from home, Swansea, in 13 games. I think Tottenham are 4-5 to win this game, incidentally, and they're also 4-5 with Hills to win at QPR at the weekend, the only Premier League game played this weekend. Now, I would say they're much more likely to beat Swansea at home than QPR away.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.